friends, this year should be a special schus for Moshe Yehuda ben Peshedina and Lerfuas Ravram Yosef ben Ramoshe Chaim, and for Rabbi Yehoshua Meir ben Rachel Sarah. We're going to be discussing the union of Bittel Barov in a food that's Asr Mishum Sakana, based on the Sefer Mishnas Pikuach Nefesh and Simon Hay. The Taz in Yoredei is Simon Kuf Tes Zayin, Sif Cotton Bays, brings the Mordechi, that Dover Sheshba Sakana has a din like Isser, and it's Batal B'Shishim. So if a Dover Sheshba Sakana falls into something else, and there's 60 Keneged, it's Batal. Darkei Moshe asks, well, we're Choshish for Gilui, even if it's 100 Sav Mayim. So if, what are we worried, that a snake went in and let out some of its poison? It's definitely going to be 60 times water than the poison. So you see that it's not batal b'shishim. That's the kasha of the Darkei Moshe. The Taz brings the Maharil, who writes that there was a maisa with this fish that fell into a keder of basar, which is asr mishum sakana, v'nis bashel bo, and it was cooked. And the Maharil segal asrd mishum sakana mashma, that 60 shishim, brings the Taz, doesn't help. Because you see that this little bit of fish fell into this big pot of meat, and it was nizmashel, and he asked it out sakana, so shishim doesn't help, because chamira sakanta may sewer, then it could just a kes of his docha the raya from the Maharil. Because you can say that they were talking about, no, that there wasn't shishim keneget, and therefore the Maharil asked the whole kedera mishum sakana. In the Pischei Tshuva, he explains the raya of the Taz, that even if we say that there wasn't 60, why didn't he say to be mosif shishim b'kedera? Let's say there wasn't shishim. There wasn't shishim, so why don't you just add? And even though b'isurim, you're not allowed to be mosif heter lechatchila, to be mevatel the iser, but this is an iser. It's only mishum sakana. If you taste the fish, b'kederas basar, it's dangerous. And when you add on to the basar, then you're not going to taste the fish anymore, and it's not going to be a sakana. So from that, the Taz proves that bitl b'shishim isn't effective in an isser of sakana. And therefore, adding it on, just like by isser, adding it on, you're not allowed to add on. So by isser, you're not allowed to add on, but here, it wouldn't help you. In other words, you're allowed to add on, in theory, but it wouldn't help you. So that was the raya. So even if you say it wasn't 60, but from the fact that we didn't add on, it must mean that adding on isn't going to help. The shach is doch the raya of the Taz. And the shach says that there wasn't 60 keneged, and that the Maharil, didn't say to add to shishim, we have to say that the shach holds, because the shach is doicha the raya. He says there wasn't shishim keneged, so why not just add? So he would apparently hold that it's included in the din of ein mevatel nisr lechatchila. So in other words, it's not because bittel doesn't help. Bittel helps, but it's because ein mevatel nisr lechatchila, and therefore you're not allowed to add on. So again, so we have the Taz, who brings the Maharil that if a little bit of fish fell in, we don't know how much, whether there was 60 or not, but it was asr mishum sakana. And the raya apparently is that manav shach, if there was more than 60, so you see it's not batal. And even if there was less than 60 keneged, so why don't we just add on? It must be that there's no bittel. There's no bittel by sakana. That's the Taz. The Shach says, no, there is bittel. But here there wasn't shishim keneged, and why didn't you add on? You didn't add on because l'chora ein bevatlin es l'chatchila, ein bevatlin sakana l'chatchila. And l'chora, the Shach and the Taz go l'shitasim. Because those shitas that hold that b'sakana bittel is effective b'shishim, we have to understand why. Bishlam b'isur milor nachor rabim lahatos that it's batal barov. And if there's shishim and it's not nice in time, batal isur barov heter. Avalein sakana. What does shishim help? Sof the sakana. And if we're going to say that if there's sakana and there's shishim, there's no more sakana because it's already batal. So it's a din b'fnei atzma. It's not shayich to the klal of bittel b'shishim b'isurin. So what's pshat in those shitas who hold that bittul b'shishim helps by sakana? Not only that, we see in the Mordechi brought by the Taz that yavesh, if there's an issa sakana, bittul b'shishim also helps. And there's not a bittul b'mitzias if it's yavesh. If you have this, you know, there's 61 people, one piece was mixed in with 60, and so it's batul. It's not pshat the b'mitzias, it's batul, because that piece still has the sakana. So how do you understand that? How do you understand the bittul? So it would appear b'shitas ha-Mordechi that all those asurim that are asur mishum sakana me'ikar hadin of v'nishmartem l'nafsho seichem, there's no iser. It's a chshash rachok tuva. Those asurim that are asur mishum sakana, it's a chshash rachok that it's going to be sakana, but there's a chshash, but a very, very remote one. So if you live in Yerushalayim, you can go there, you can go to Ramot. Anyway, there's a Ramot Sakana. But just like by all Gzeris Isurim Drabanan, goes from Mishmeris Lahachaka Miyasur Torah, so to be Surim Mishum Sakana, there's a Gzeira and a Mishmeris Lahachaka Miyasur Torah de Sakana. So in other words, it's not an absolute Sakana, but there's a Mishmeris where we're making a fence. But the Yisod HaYisur is Gzeira Drabanan. Why do they make the Gzeira Drabanan? What is the Siba Satakana, the Sakana? But what's the Etzem Takana? The Etzim Takana is an Isur Derabbanan. So there's the Takana and there's the Sakana. The Takana is because of the Sakana. This is Sakana. So we make a Takana, but now the Gether is B'Yisodo that it's Gzera Derabbanan. They made it because of the Sakana, but it's not a real Sakana. So therefore the definition of the Isur is Gzera Derabbanan. The Rambam writes, Harbi Perakin Alf Mechel Tzeh Halachaches, Harbi Dvar Masuchon B'Neshu and Shakonis Nefashos, Chol Oivar Aleim Voim, Arenim Misakei Natsmi, Makanos and Makas Mardus. So it's Mashma that it's not an Issa Torah, it's only an Issa Drabbanan, that they were Metakin Archokom Yisakon, Harbi Dvarim Asru Chachom. A lot of things the rabbis ask are because of Sakonis Nefashos. And if a person is going to be Sakin himself, he's going to endanger himself, Makanos and Makas Mardus. Mashma is Drabbanan. And therefore you can talk about Bittul because it's like all other Issuri Drabbanan. So the Etzim Sakana, it's not going to help you with the Etzim Sakana. We're not really worried about the Etzim Sakana. It starts, the Sibas HaTakana is the Etzim Sakana. But once you have the Takana is Gzera Derabbanan. It's Gzera Derabbanan. Gzera Derabbanan. There's an Indian of Bittul B'Shishim. And therefore you can come on to Bittul B'Shishim. So Linyan Dina, Ein Mevat L'Nisr L'Chatchila, is it Shaykh Machem B'Isr Machem Sakana or not? It's totally in this. If the Isr Sakana is the Sakana, and it's not a takana chaloi shem isur b'fnei atzmo derabbanan. So if we say that if there's 60, it's effective that there's no longer a sakana, so then you're allowed to be mevatel lechatchila. You're not mevatel isur, because if there's no sakana, there's no isur. So just remove the sakana, remove the danger, and add on. And that's what the Taz proves from the Ma'aril, that there must be no bittul b'sakana, because b'shishim, there's also a sakana, and therefore the Ma'aril asked the entire pot of meat, and he wasn't mevatel mitzavri, mevatel the dog b'shishim, because the Taz is learning that the whole Isser is an Isser of sakana, and why not just be mevatel? It must be, it doesn't help to be mevatel. But the Shach is learning, like the Mordechi, that Bittul is effective for Sakana. We learn it from Isurim, because the Yisoda Isur is Midrabanan. And Bittul is effective for this Isur, like all Isurim, and Mele, you're now allowed to add on, because Ein Mevatlin Isur L'chatchila, and therefore there's no Raya from the Ma'aril that he asked the Kedera that Bittul is ineffective for Sakana, because there wasn't Shishim, and Ein Asur L'hosif, because Ein Mevatlin Isur L'chatchila Givaldik. Okay, so is that clear, Rabbi Osai? That we have a machlokas now between the Shach and the Mordechi on one side, Taz on the other. What's the Yisod HaIsur of Sakana? Is it Al Sakana, or is it because of there's an Issa Derabbanan? If it's an Issa Derabbanan, there's no Bittul Issur L'chatchila, so you're not allowed to add on. And if it's because of Sakana, from the fact that we didn't just add on when the little bit of fish fell into the pot, so from the fact that we didn't add on to make sure there was Shishim, it must be that it doesn't help to be Mevatel Sakana. Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Tezayin Sif Aleph Bizmanenu Ein Nechoshim Mitzuyim, you're allowed to drink Mashkin Megulim. So based on what we explained B'shitas HaTaz, that the Isser Machmas Sakana is not a Takana Derabbanan from the answer, the whole Isser is because there's a Sakana, so it's Pashut, now there's no Sakana, it's Mutter. But based on the way we explained the Shitas HaShach, that the Isser Sakana is that the rabbis were Mataka in an Isser Mishum Archok is a Sakana. But the Yisod HaIsur, like we explained, is a Takana Derabbanan b'fnei atzma. So now we have a kasha that even though now there's no sakana, let it be like other gzeris drabanan that even though batel tam atakana, lo b'teila hatakana. So why can we? How can we say that mashkim magulim are mutter? The gra was already omeid on this bibiuro. Zuck the gra ve'en kan davar shebiminyan. There's no ister of davar shebiminyan. Alad be mivat at l'gzera shlo nigzer l'chila makom sheshbo gilui. It was only decreed l'chatchila in a place where there was gilui. Mikta kamrin yain bvushel mishum gilui v'har biyotzev. So we have a rule yain bvushel. There's no problem of gilui, and other times there's no problem of gilui. So v'hu adin l'didan. So in other words, it wasn't asered completely. For example, we didn't aser it if it's yain mevushal, and we also didn't aser it if there are no snakes. So lechatchila, we're not being mevatel the takana. Lechatchila, the takana was only made in those instances where there's a chashash nechashim. So it's mashma from the gra, like we've explained, that she's a shashach, that it's an iser nuxer b'fneatz, so it's nesar mishuma sakana, and therefore. Yes, if there's no sakana, it should be aser al tzegzera, because it's gzera chacham b'fnei atzma, and he says that it wasn't nitkan b'makom delo shchiach nechashim gevaldik. Sugya nchulin daf tesam at beis. There's a famous sugya shakla v'tarya im chamira sakanta meisura. And if there's a raya that just like suffik mayim agulim we aser, we're not mamid al achazaka, so too suffik treifa. And Rava says there, just like suffik sakanta l'chumra, so too suffik isura l'chumra. And we have to understand this sugya. Hasugya tzricha perish ubiur. Dibivadai sakana chamira me isura. Because bi isurim, we go basa rov. Mashen kain sakana pikuach nefesh. We don't go after the rov. Bi isurin, we're matir b'makum suffik sfeik sfeika. And pikuach nefesh, we're mechalil shabbis. Even if there's numerous sfeikas, so we're, of course this more sakan is more chamor. And the Pnei Yeshua is omid on this nakuda, but based on what we said, also with Mayim Megulim, the Nidon is not because of sakana. Now the fact that the Gemara is comparing Mayim Megulim to regular Surim, of course when it comes to real hardcore sakana, and sakanas were more machmir, but here we're talking about a sakana of Mayim Megulim. A sakana that Chazal Ruchoshi swore that it's a remote sakana, but it's a chashasha ruchoka, and memela it's a gzera chacham, gzera chacham b'fnei atzma. So the rabbis were metakin in aser mayim megulim mishum mishmeres l'sakana. The yisod iser mayim megulim is an iser abon, and that's what Rava says. It's just like mayim megulim or machmir misafik, so to an iser. And Abai is doch, you know that an iser that the rabbis were gozer mishum sakana is more chamor than other isurim. You don't learn istam isurim from an iser whose yisod, where it comes from, where the sibas hatakana is the sakana. The Prima Gadim and the Mishpis HaZov and Simon Kufay and Gimel and Zchoker, if Sfeik Sfeik is effective by sakana, if we say that just like by sakana, just like by Chazaka, it doesn't help us by a sakana, so too Sfeik Sfeika is not going to help us by a sakana, or maybe no. Sfeik Sfeik is better, and it's effective even for a sakana. And the Prima Gadim is very tamua. It's mafurish in the Mishnah and Yuma, Pegimel Amit Aleph. Somebody who amapolis fell on him, even if they're kamis sfeikos, mechalim es haShabbos. So of course, and it's also passing that way in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Chav Tes. So it's pshita that you can't say, oh, there's a sfeik sfeika that is sfeik sfeik and a sakana. We are going to be machmir. What do you mean it's fake, fake? It's kind of renachim. We're not going to be machal Shabbos. Pshita, we're making. If there's a sakana, we do everything to get rid of the sakana. So therefore, it would appear that the nidon of the Prima Gadim is not in a regular sakana. Regular sakana, of course, we're going to be makel. Even if this is fake, fake. But he's talking about his surah d'rabbanan, which are usher because of sakana, like, for example, fish that fell into meat for chayote b'zeh. And in such an instance, maybe we're machmir, even if it's a sfeik sfeika. Just like by Chazaka doesn't help, like we see in the Sugin Chul and Tesamid Beis. So too by Sveik Sveik or Machmir. So again, it's the same idea that when it comes to a Suffolk, we are going to be Machmir, because it's only a Sveik Sveik of a Sakana. It's a Sakana that's Yiseldom Mishum Yisder Rabbanan. And since it's a Sakana, which is Yiseldom Mishum Yisder Rabbanan, the Shaila is, what do you do in a case of Sveik Sveik? Is it more Chamor? And in a Sveik Sveik, you're going to be Machmir? Or no? You say that since it's a Sakana, we're going to be Mekil, even if it's a Sveik Sveik. So again, if it's a real Suffolk, midoraisa, it's a pikuach nefesh tika suffek. So there it's pashut that you're going to be mekel. Even if it's a sveik sveika, and it's sveik 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 sveika. But maybe, if it's only a derabanan mishu mishmeres, maybe we are going to be machmir, and sveikos are more chamor than isurim. Where in isurim, sveik sveikas will be mekel, but maybe it's sakana, you're machmir. And we're not going to allow you to be over an Isser in the case of Sveik Sveik of a Sakana. The Taz proves that Bittel doesn't help for a Sakana from the fact that Rechoshish for Gilui, even Me'asa, and Avadav is going to be Shishim, Afilu Shasa Nachash. And the Shach is Docha, and he says, no. Normally we could talk about Bittel, but when it comes to the poison of a snake, that really is much more chamor. Because apparently what he means is, he writes, the shiny zira de nachash, the mikli kalik tuva, really, really cooks the water, really gets the water. So the bepshuto, what he means is that benachash, shishim doesn't help me mevatel the mitzias of the sakana. Because the poison of the nachash is so potent. But b'shar dvarim, with other things of sakana, shishim will help me vatal the mitzvah of sakana. But we have to understand, gam biyavesh, bittel helps in a case of sakana. Even though it's not shayich, bittel mitzvah of sakana, like one piece of meat mixes into 60, so or one into two, so there's no if it's batel barov of three pieces of meat, so there's no bittel b'metzias. So if it's talking about bittel b'metzias, what does that have to do with yavish b'yavish? And also we already explained that the Shach holds that the Pshat is, the reason Bittel helps by Sakana is because by Sakana Yisoda Isser is an Isser Derabanan. Isser Derabanan Mishim Sakana. The Sibas Takana was Sakana, but now it's an Isser Derabanan Bifnei Atzma. And therefore, Shaykh Bittel, Kishar Isurim. So according to this, when the Shach writes that by Gilui, 60 doesn't help Keneged Eres HaNachash, since the Eres HaNachash was Mikla Kali, Lemayim, Asr Abana, Letzim Guf HaMayim, the rabbis answered the whole water. And therefore, it's not Pshat. The reason there's no Bittel is because all of the water is now contaminated, all of the water is now poisoned. And therefore, you can't talk about Bittel B'shishim, because all of the Mayim is Bechlala Yisr. In the Sefer Minchas Avram, of Avram Garboz, on the Taurus Kohanim, Chelik Beis, page Yud Ches, he brings the Rambam, who writes the Yayin Shel Truma, Shenizgala, Yayin Shel Truma that was exposed, should be burned misafik, because if it should be burned. Why should it be burned? Because maybe It's Magula. And maybe a snake injected some poison. So therefore you Yisarev. This is difficult. How are you burning it Misafek? If there's no Erech Eres HaNachash, it's Mutter. So explains the Briska Rav that it's Aser to drink Mayim Magulim is not because of Sakanas Nefashis. Rather, it's a din derabban of macholas asuros because of sofek gilu, they asered the water. And they asered midrabban of bataris vade geshar macholas asuros. The Rambam writes, Perkit Aleph, Merot Seach, Harbay dvar masrucham bneas sakana vacholover le makanos of makas mardus, velo en loish de mai megulim shemeshos amem nochash. So you see that it's a mishum sofek asrucham lamayim, and it's a dover aser bachilim midrabban, and therefore this makas mardus. And now we understand beautifully how trumi is sarif. Shumi Yisarif, because it's Aser B'Taras Vaday. It's not a suffix. Did the snake inject the poison? Didn't the snake inject the poison? Not a suffix. Even if he didn't, now it's Aser D'Rabbanan, B'Taras Vaday. And with that, the Griz explained the Yerushalmi that Mayim Magulim are Pasul, Lenisuch, because of Mashki Yisrael, because the Jews are not allowed to drink from it. But the Chor, the water itself, doesn't have an Isser. You're only not allowed to drink it because of the eris of the nachash. So why isn't the water considered mimashki Yisrael? The water is mutter water. You're just worried about there's some foreign substance in there, but the water is mashki Yisrael. So it must be that the chamim aser the water b'shtia, and therefore all of the water is pasul mishum mashki Yisrael. And that's like we said in the shach that mayim begulim is aser afilu b'meya sa. We don't say batal eres hanachash b'shishim because guf ha-mayim is b'chalis or all of the mayim becomes aser. In Tosfos and Chulin and Daftes Amud Beis, we see that mayim and megulim, exposed water, has a cheskas heter. It starts off with a cheskas heter. But there's a makom miyun here, because the Sheif Shmaitza was miyased in Shmaitza Gimel Paragimel, that if there's a suffix, if Isser was misarev beheter, we can't talk about a cheskas heter. Why? Because the heter is not mishtane v'nefach le'isser. It's only because of the Isser that's more of besocho. So this cheskas heter doesn't help us, because we're not talking about the heter now turning into Isser, and you say, no, it's not turning into Isser because it remains heter. Yes, the heter we know is going to remain heter no matter what, but we're asking if the Isser was misarev besocho. So writes Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch Yerodei Siman Aleph Sif Aleph that Safek Yim Isser Nisarev Beheter Lo Shai Cheskas Heter, because the Heter isn't Mishapech Lios Isser, because it remains Heter. We just want to know if Isser was mixed in, but the Heter remains Heter. So how can you say, how can Tosan Chulin say that Mayim Magulim started off with the Cheskas Heter? Based on what the Gris said, it's beautiful. That Mayim Magulim, all of the water is Aser D'Rabbanan. It's not only the Eres that's inside of it. All of the water is Aser D'Rabbanan. And therefore you could talk about a Cheskas Heter, and that Eres HaNachash didn't fall in and make all of the water B'Cheskas Isser. So it's not a Kasha from the Shmaitz and Rabbi Kiva Eger. Shmaitz and Rabbi Kiva Eger are correct. When you have Heter, and Isser was mixed in, you can't talk about a cheskas heter, because we know that the heter remained. We just want to know if Isser mixed in. The fact that it was mutter before, it doesn't help us, because we want to know if Isser was mixed in. But when you're talking about mayim, when it's hofech, all of the water lios Isser, then you could say, no, this, the water itself is a cheskas heter. It's not pshat that the Isser is just being mixed in. Pshat is that all the water is being asered now. All the water is being asered. So then you could talk about a cheskas heter. Okay, obviously this is a bigger topic and there's a lot more to say, but we will call it a shir, and we will bless ourselves that we should further go into this and many other topics. Amen.